Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Classic, classic American music right there. That's the late, great Godfather of Soul, the eminently wonderful James Brown. We miss him still, but we still have his music. As long as I'm around, I'm going to be playing it and giving you a little taste of it. James Brown, ladies and gentlemen. 17 Till, welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're rocking and rolling here with our good friend Gary Moore, the author of Faithful Finances 101 and an outstanding investment advisor. And Gary, we're going to talk about banking this segment. And I've got some information for you here. As my audience knows, every week we ask a different poll question on our homepage, and this week we ask about banking. If you're going to grow your business, what kind with a bank loan? What kind of a bank would you, what institution would you use? And we asked them, would it be a national or regional large bank? Would it be an independent community bank? Would it be a credit union? And then the fourth example was, we don't need no stinking bank loan. And so that was their four options, okay? So far, now the poll's still going on, but so far, 36% said, we don't need no stinking bank loan. And 23% said credit union. 31%, which is still lower below the people who said, we don't need no stinking bank loan. 31% said independent community bank. And 12%, barely 10%, said a national or large regional bank. Now, these are small business owners talking to us about this. And I'm glad to see these ratios, because either one of the three other, the first three I gave you are good answers. Credit unions are fine. Independent community banks are great. I've been telling them about that for a long time. If they don't need a loan, they don't need a loan. I'm glad they know that. But only about 12% said large banks. What do you think about that?
You just made my day, Jim. You know from the information that I sent you that being an investment advisor, I need some money because my income is fluctuates. Mm-hmm. And because I travel a great deal as an author, I also need an ATM access for when I travel. And so I kept some money with Bank of America, quite frankly, for 20 years now.
Yeah.
And in addition to having a deposit at a community bank, by the way, to support
Good.
Small business and
Good.
Small business people. I've had that for 30 years. So I've kind of had it separate, but I'm
that's a good plan.
And I'm going the other way. I'm going completely with the locals recently because my son recently got engaged, bought him a condo, tried to finance it with my relationship where I was at Bank of America, and I don't know about small business owners and their needs and how they satisfy them, but I have talked to a lot of people in the last 6 months of being messed around, and I can assure you that there are very few mortgage lenders as messed up today as Bank of America. You can add Wells Fargo, but the papers are just full of the government suing them for finding them for one thing after
another.
Well,
the big banks got upside down through their own mismanagement of the mortgage scenario. I mean, and now they're having to pay for that. They're having to deal with that. And
no, they're not. We're paying.
Well, okay, you're right, but still, I mean, their systems, their organizations are still haven't healed up yet, haven't gotten healed again. And so the question to me is, do you want to be part of that, or do you want to be part of an organization that isn't like that? Which I think independent community banks are the way to go.
My black and white counsel this morning is go to independents and credit unions. It's just I have talked.
Hold on, Gary. I need my audience. I want my audience to tell you how long I've been telling them that.
Okay.
13 years is their answer, by the way.
13 years.
I can tell you. I can tell you, my 20-plus year relationship with an independent community bank is the only reason why I'm talking to you today.
Well, I've heard a lot of those stories.
They loaned me money when any big bank had credit scored me, they wouldn't loan me money, they would have thrown me out of the building.
Wow. You know, this is the interesting thing, Jim. I know your politics, and I know you're not exactly a flaming liberal, okay?
That's a safe assumption.
But you know, this is something we have in common with Arianna Huffington, who's kind of on the liberal side, and
yeah.
She organized a boycott of the big banks. It's like no one in America, in fact, the chart I sent you on my newsletter this week, shows that the confidence in big banks in this country is as bad as Congress.
Yeah,
for goodness sakes.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to work pretty hard.
That's pretty hard to do that. Well, but see, it's their own. But here's the thing, Gary, they could fix this. They have the ability to fix this. What they're going to have to do is they're going to have to start being authentic.
There you go.
They're going to have to start doing some relationship banking, and I'll tell you what else they're going to have to do. They're going to have to tell Wall Street in their quarterly conference calls. They're going to have to tell Wall Street analysts to go take a hike.
Well, that's the country in general.
Everybody needs to do that, but we're talking about bankers. Bankers are going to have to start doing that, but bankers are going to have to start doing what Warren Buffett did, which is tell the analysts to take a hike.
You can cut your way to short-term profits, Jim. But you can't cut your way to long-term growth.
That's right. Say that again.
And everybody
say that again.
You can cut your way to short-term profits next quarter, but you can't cut your way to long-term growth. And these organizations are all just living for the next quarter's earnings report because that's what all the CEO salaries.
And I'll tell you something.
They're killing the country.
I would try. Is there an index out there that identifies the companies that don't do quarterly reporting, that refuse to do quarterly reporting?
I
want to find that index. Would you find that index for us? Give us your website quickly.
Financialseminary.org.
Check it out, folks. Quick break. 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.